This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump addresses a joint session of Congress tonight, outlining his economic plans along with foreign policy. That includes efforts to end Russia's war in Ukraine. After the fallout from talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky last week, Trump ordered a hold on all U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Right now, U.S. aid to Ukraine will be temporarily put on pause as these conversations continue to play out. It's important to note that the overwhelming majority of the aid that was promised during the Biden administration has already gotten to Ukraine, but there are still some things in the pipeline that could be held up right now. If there is a delay, whether that's weeks or months of this aid not getting to Ukraine, there could be a real impact on the battlefield.
ABC's Karen Travers. Canada reacting to U.S. tariffs matching the 25% tariffs the U.S. imposed on goods on Canada and Mexico. The Vatican says Pope Francis had no new respiratory crises, but will sleep with a ventilation mask now at night. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX.
A messy winter storm system is set to impact the Cooley region today and tomorrow. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A big storm is slamming the state today, with rain ramping up tonight and flipping to snow through Wednesday, where over a half of a foot of snow is expected in north and western parts of the state, and much less elsewhere. However, winds will be strong statewide, gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times. This will create some whiteout conditions no matter how much snow you get. It'll also be a heavy, wet, and slushy snow type.
Blizzard warnings have been posted to our west, while Wisconsin has winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in effect through tomorrow night. Three committees will meet today for the city of La Crosse. The Arts Board will discuss proposed changes to this year's annual grant program. The Library Board is meeting to go over staff restructuring, a grant project, and an annual report. Finally, the Judiciary and Administration Committee is meeting to go over several license applications, as well as approve rezoning the 400 block of West Avenue North to allow construction of a mixed-use building, as well as two condo buildings on Highway 16. The boys' basketball tournament begins tonight with home teams including Sparta, Toma, and Luther. Teams tonight play into the regional semifinals on Friday, where the full tournament field will be in action. On Thursday, girls' basketball regional champions West Salem, Aquinas, Blair Taylor, and Aliva Strumble will play in sectional semifinals. It's also the start of state hockey. On Friday, state gymnastics and state team wrestling begin, with Holman competing in Division I at team wrestling in Madison Friday and Saturday. A pause on USDA funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative by the Trump administration is affecting at least one local business. The Birch Point Distillery in Westby now faces an uncertain future after the funding was interrupted. Owners have already invested $80,000 of their own money into the business. In Wisconsin, $6.5 million is being withheld for 88 dairy businesses. All told, the funding affects over 400 businesses nationwide to the tune of $30 million, which was already approved by Congress.
For 1490 WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won six of their last seven games.
You know, we're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have, and obviously you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Showers and possibly a thunderstorm rolls in this afternoon as rain ramps up overnight. We are looking to pick up around an inch. By early tomorrow morning, it'll flip to all snow, and it could rapidly accumulate anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. With a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. It's a great day to be in Wisconsinite. A little overcast in downtown Madison, the world headquarters. There's a front coming in, Zommers. I've gotten to the age now, apparently, where my eardrums are going crazy today. Everything feels and hears tinny.
I can feel it in my bones. My yes. Knee always gets sore when it's going to rain.
That's pretty good. I've reached that age. But no, in all seriousness, there is a big front coming through. And people should be aware, particularly our listeners in Northwest Wisconsin, Amory, Hayward, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area. Those areas could see maybe 6 inches of snow before it's all said and done tomorrow night. Elsewhere, the middle part of the state, 2 to 4 inches. Madison here, inch, maybe 2 on the outside. And in southeast Wisconsin, maybe nothing at all. Just a lot of rain, though. Lots of rain, but needed rain. So appreciate the moisture. Just be aware the driving conditions may deteriorate as we go across the next 48 hours or so. Lower Michigan. Just on the other side of the river from La Crosse, blizzard warnings. I mean, this is kind of crazy. So be aware of that. Civic Media will continue. Our great weather team will continue to let you know what's happening throughout the next 24 to 36 hours or so as this moves through. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for being here for Tuesday Tangents with Lukestra. Always a pleasure to have him along. Give an opinion. We always say we're going to talk more sports, and then it's been so newsy, we haven't gotten a chance to do that.
You'll have to set aside and dedicate
an all sports hour.
Yes. Or even just hour. Say, all right, the first 15 minutes with Luke, we can talk politics, and then it is done. No
right.
more.
Right. You're going to set, we've talked about an egg timer. Are you going to get you'll get us an egg timer.
No, I'll just turn off your microphones.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right, well, lots to get to here this hour, including a little what's worse for you, have some fun. But also want to get to a couple of stories. The tariffs, of course, have been put into effect. Going to talk about that a little bit on Canada, Mexico, and China. And also these town hall meetings and First Amendment rights. Want to talk about that a little bit this hour as well. But first on these tariffs. They went into effect at midnight on those three countries I mentioned, Mexico, Canada, and China. The first two, of course, are trade partners, our allies. President Trump's plan, 25% tariffs on steel imports, are already affecting prices for the material. with the benchmark price for domestic steel reaching more than $900 a ton last week, a roughly 25% increase on the year. At the start of Trump's term, a ton of steel sold for less than $700. But domestic producers are now reportedly quoting customers prices of $1,000 a ton. While demand for U.S. steel has remained relatively unchanged, domestic producers have raised prices in anticipation of the tariffs, and U.S. prices have now moved above par with imported steel. This, according to Bloomberg reporting. And here's something we don't do a whole lot. Play a little Fox News for you. Stay with me. Stay with me. So this is on the old Maria Bartiromo show, or whatever her name is.
Something like that.
This is real. Fox News just played this a while ago. A reporter in the field at a Dodge dealership, Dodge truck dealership, even Fox News is reporting how much the tariffs that went into effect at midnight are going to affect us. This is real, folks, off of Fox.
And the auto industry expects to feel the impact of President Trump's tariffs. Fox Business's Jeff Flock is in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania this morning with a firsthand look. Jeff.
Could be ground zero for the impact on the tariffs, Maria. This Dodge Ram truck, $80,000, instantly became $100,000.
There you go. Even Fox News reporting that overnight, a brand new Dodge Ram truck went from $80,000 to $100,000. Remember when we went through the pandemic and for even like a year or so after? Remember how prices just went through the roof on automobiles? And even for, because here's what happens. Nobody wants to pay, or a few people want to pay, you know, a $20,000 surcharge on a new automobile. I mean, think about that. Dodge Ram, I mean, I've got a 2016 1500 Dodge Ram. So, I mean, mine's a little old now. 118, 120,000 miles on it. I'm going to drive that thing until it falls apart, by the way. It's just getting broke in. So, I'm not trading anytime soon. But think about that. For a new Dodge Ram, 80 grand. And now overnight, it went up to $100,000. So what happens is people are like, well, I'll buy used. Well, because the demand is there on the used, that sends those prices to the roof.
By the way, what's the price increase from 80,000 to 100,000? 25%. What are the tariffs?
Funny how 25%. That works, right? Funny how that works out. So, again, these are real things that are going to start impacting Wisconsinites very, very quickly. In fact, well, according to Fox, there it already has. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines up to beautiful La Crosse up there along the Mississippi River on WLCX. In La Crosse, Dana in La Crosse, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just sitting here by the river on my lunch before the storm starts rolling in. Mm-hmm. So, kind of monitoring.
Any precipitation
that.
Up there yet?
None yet. I mean, the street's wet. Just been. Yeah. It was raining this morning earlier, but nothing right at the moment. Say, now, according to Trump, the reason we're doing these tariffs are because we're just getting ripped off by Canada and Mexico. Correct.
That is according to him, yes.
So that takes me back a few years then, because if we're getting ripped off so badly that we have to now pay $100,000 for an $80,000 truck, and that's way out of my range. I don't even look at trucks. I'm looking at the stuff in my price range,
right.
And those aren't even vehicles. But what that tells me is that if you remember back in Trump's first term, and this one's for you, CJ, and all the MAGAs out there.
Okay, let's not call names, but okay, go ahead.
He tore apart NAFTA, allegedly, and created his own best trade deal ever.
In his first term, yes.
USMCA. And that should be what we're under right now, so why is it a terrible deal? I'll leave it at that and hear your comments off the air.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dana. I appreciate it. yeah, for those that don't know, there was the North American Free Trade Agreement was put in, you know, years ago. And during the Trump administration, they redid that. Called it one of the greatest things ever. And now something Trump actually put in place, he's saying, forget it. And with Canada, a lot of this stuff isn't so much immigration. They're blaming it on fentanyl, right? How much fentanyl comes into the U.S. or that they don't confiscate enough. But if you actually look at the facts, according to our own Customs and Border Patrol, more fentanyl goes from the United States into Canada than is coming from Canada into the United States, as it turns out. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, thanks for listening. Up, getting any snow up there, Ollie?
Not yet. It's a little cloudy looking, but so far, all pretty right. Good. Lots of rain last night. I just want to say welcome to Trump's terrorism tariff new deal. And I just was wondering, the gentleman talked about the price of the trucks going up. I'm wondering how soon Elon Musk is going to be raising the price of his Teslas. Is that going to go up 25% too? And well, is he going to charge the extra 25% to the government for the new cars they've ordered from him?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, Tesla stock already going down even before this, just based on his shenanigans and what he's doing. So that's a great question. Well, we'll see. By the way, Musk is going to be there tonight in the chamber during the presidential address. We'll see if they talk about that. Always a pleasure, Ollie. Thank you so very much. Kurt in Madison texting in on WMDX says, with vehicle prices jumping up, demand for vehicles goes down. And what will the vehicle manufacturers do? Cut jobs because the demand has dropped. And with all the prices of consumables going up, many other products such as appliances will drop because now they no longer have the extra income to buy products. Isn't that wonderful? Dana texting back into LaCrosse says it's real hard not to bring up. Oh, I got it. All right.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, don't all right, it.
Individual. I get it. I just want to say this, and I love all of our callers, all of our texters, but at least on this show, other people can do what they want. On this show, I just don't want us to bring up specific names of other people who listen to or call into the show. Let's just make our own points, and we'll respect, as long as people keep it respectful, that's great. I just don't, I'm not going to call out people who listen to this show. I don't think it's productive. I think that that's kind of a 1990s talk radio format to get clicks and to light people up. And I don't know about you, but I feel pretty lit up the way it is. I think especially after tonight, I think people are as lit up as they need to be. So part of the goal of this show is to have thoughtful conversations. Doesn't mean we can't disagree and be passionate about our points, but let's just not bring up and call out other people, challenge other people directly. I just don't think it's productive of getting to a good place of understanding one another. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sherry listening in beautiful Horicon. Sherry, you got 45 seconds. It's all yours. What say you?
Hey, sweetheart. I wanted you to know, yesterday I went to buy gas. I was going to buy gas yesterday. It was $2.64. I thought, I'll wait another day. And I heard that it would be like 17 days before the gas prices would be raised. Today it was $3.09.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate it, Sherry, for that on-the-ground update. Yeah, gas prices going up. And Dana, don't worry. We love your listenership. All good. Back after this.
This is the talk of LaCrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, would have squat about that bill.
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that one.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that one.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March 4th. Zomber's on the board. Glad to be along with you. Going to get to what's worse, a little Taco Tuesday edition for you. Going to ask you what's worse. But I want to make sure we get to this because, again, it's fast and furious breaking news out there today. So earlier this morning, according to Politico, or this, I guess it'd be late morning, early afternoon in D.C., the chair of the House Republican campaign arm told Republican lawmakers to stop holding in-person town halls amid a wave of angry backlash over the cuts undertaken by President Donald Trump's administration. Representative Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina, the NRCC chair, delivered the message inside a closed-door meeting of House Republicans, according to three people granted anonymity to describe the private remarks, according to Politico. Trump yesterday dismissed the town hall uproar, much of it trained on the sweeping cutbacks made by the Musk-led Doge as being part of the work. Trump said it was part of the work of quote-unquote paid troublemakers. Many other Republican leaders have adopted a similar tact, asserting that the protests Republican lawmakers have encountered have been coerced by Democrats and do not reflect genuine voter anger over the Trump cuts. Speaker Mike Johnson said the people who do this as a profession, they're professional protesters. He said he thought it was quote unquote wise not to quote play into that unquote, and added that the teletown halls were a good option for members to hear from their constituents. You know, just phone in, literally phone it in. I have a little perspective on this, but first let's hear from good old Derek Van Orten, Republican congressman of Western Wisconsin. This comes to us from the Heartland Signal. I'm not sure which conservative radio show he was on in Wisconsin. Maybe it was Vicki McKenna, was it?
What's the Meg Ellison show?
Oh, the Mike Ellison show. I've never heard
Meg.
Of it. Meg. never heard of it. But okay, great. Here's Derek Van Orten, courtesy of this sound from Heartland Signal.
Well, it's not just Glenn. They're over disrupting Fitz's meetings, and they did a whole bunch of Republicans around the country. And I just... people have to understand, you know, I'm a little history buff, and how people in how people associated with the communist movement and the national socialism movement used to get their way politically is they would do stuff like this, and they were called agitators. So this is a time-tested, proven method for very far-left and very far-right groups to get their way. And when I say very far-right, I mean actual national socialists. So here's what I told everybody. We've been getting harassing calls. I just got more death threats last week, me personally. If anybody's coming to any of these meetings that we have and they act in an unlawful manner by harassing people, or if they're being disruptive, refusing to leave a venue, we will have them arrested and charged with a Class B misdemeanor. I'm not going to put up with these agitators showing disrespect and acting in an unlawful manner to their fellow Wisconsinites or my staff, period.
F-A-F-O.
That's Derek.
Well, listen, we're not doing it.
That was Derek Van Orten, Republican congressman of Western Wisconsin, courtesy of the Heartland Signal on conservative radio. So now comparing people who show up, constituents who disagree with him, basically calling them Nazis. And this is a theme today, all planned out. All planned out. Donald Trump on his Truth Social says, quote, all federal funding will stop, in capital letters, for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests. Agitators will be imprisoned or permanently sent back to the country from which they came. American students will be permanently expelled or, depending on the crime, arrested. And then in capital letters, no masks! Exclamation point. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Headline on Media Light, Trump threatens to cut all federal funding to universities that allow, quote-unquote, illegal protest. What is an illegal protest? You see how they both use Trump and Van Orden, the term agitators? Trigvi Olsen talks about this all the time on this show. Former Republican like myself has fought against autocracies and fascism in Eastern Europe, has been banned by Putin himself from Russia. I keep saying that because I want you to understand this is not just a political pundit. Trigvi has lived this to the point where he is banned. He is seen as an enemy of Vladimir Putin. So this guy knows something about this stuff. This is a narrative from MAGA. It's a narrative from Trump. It's a narrative from Van Orden. That anyone who shows up is an agitator. And that I'm not sure what their criteria is for an illegal protest. Now, if you're on a campus where they don't allow overnight camping, and that's in their ordinances or whatever, and you camp there, then yes, that's illegal. You know, you're there on that ground. But if it's in a street or a sidewalk or in a public place, as long as you're not vandalizing anything, as long as you're not causing harm, as long as you're not being destructive, that kind of protesting is protected under something called the Bill of Rights. Freedom of speech. But do you see the narrative? We don't like you. You're causing trouble. You're pointing out the truth. We'll call you an agitator and have you arrested and expelled from school if you're a student. I was working for former Republican Dale Schultz in the state Senate during Act 10. And during the mining controversies, Dale was the only Republican in the state Senate to vote against Walker's Act 10. It was Republicans who showed up to his personal home in Richland Center in the mornings at all hours with pickets and blocked his driveway so he and his family couldn't get out. And you know what his reaction was? He went out and put salt on the sidewalk. It was during the winter because he was afraid they were going to slip. I said, the police said he wants to come and do it. He goes, no, just let them. They're right. As long as they don't do anything harmful. He had a much calmer approach to that than the staff did, by the way. And now those same Republicans say that peaceful protesting is agitating. Come back, take your calls. What's worse is ahead. 855-752-4842 is the All Bell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska for 1490 WLCX. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said that an audit of the state's voting machines found that there were no votes counted incorrectly, changed, or missed. The audit's results also showed that no voting machine or software had been hacked or tampered with. The post-election audit involved 336 randomly selected municipalities and over 327,000 ballots, or about 10% of all ballots cast in the 2024 election. It was the largest post-election audit ever done in the state of Wisconsin. The audits are required by statute. A potent winter storm system is arriving in southeastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin tonight, with blizzard and winter storm warnings posted in our area. The city of La Crosse is in line for 3 to 6 inches of snow. Strong winds will create whiteout conditions due to the blowing snow. Today, before the snow, up to an inch of rain could fall. Highs will stay in the 30s. The biggest impacts will be between midnight and noon, with snow moving out tomorrow evening. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. A man was rescued while his house was on fire in Buffalo County this weekend. According to Buffalo County officials, two off-duty first responders were able to wake up a 50-year-old man who was asleep while his house was on fire. The first responder saw smoke coming from a home and noticed lights on inside. After being woken up, the home's resident was able to get out of the house with his dog. Neither were hurt in the fire. The fire, which started near the chimney, was put out, limiting damage to one corner of the house. Wisconsin has so far largely been spared the harshest effects of the bird flu in livestock, but after bans on dairy cows at livestock shows and spread among poultry flocks in the state, it's joining a multi-state effort to test for bird flu in dairy cows. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Cows will soon start to get tested for bird flu. Wisconsin is set to begin testing its dairy cows for bird flu as part of the USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy. The state joins a nationwide surveillance effort that already includes 45 states.
Funding for the testing, as well as potential vaccination of poultry flocks, is still up in the air as the Trump administration continues to cut federal government services. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Honora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Honora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Honora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and possibly a thunderstorm rolls in this afternoon as rain ramps up overnight. We are looking to pick up around an inch. By early tomorrow morning, it'll flip to all snow, and it could rapidly accumulate anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. With winter weather advisory in effect until 6 o'clock, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada are in place. What does that mean for us at the grocery store? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer's on the board. Glad to have you along here on a Tuesday. Gonna get to what's worse in a moment. Just want to finish this up. Derek Van Orten, Republican congressman from the 3rd District, saying now that if people show up to town hall, by the way, Van Orten hasn't had a proper town hall, I think, going on 2 years. I mean, a true town hall where you say, hey, I'm going to be here. There's plenty of seats in a school auditorium. I'm going to be here for the next hour and a half. Anybody is welcome to stop on by.
He almost did. And then he chickened out.
Then he chickened out. But Van Orten saying now that he's calling people that show up that disagree with him, Congressman Grossman, Congressman Fitzgerald in Wisconsin, agitators. Same word that Donald Trump used today in Truth Social, saying that these folks are going to be arrested now for what they're calling, quote unquote, illegal protests. Lawful protesting, i.e. having a sign, showing up, chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, whoever has to go. As long as you're on a public sidewalk, a public street, anywhere public, that is protected under the first, under the Bill of Rights, free speech. Can't go into somebody's private property and do it. And let me make very, very, very clear. I condemn any act of violence, be it to a person or to property. I condemn any threats of violence to any person or any property. Has no place, period. Period. But we're talking about the right to protest, which is a constitutional right. And now Trump and Van Orten saying that, well, I have these people arrested. And again, before the break, I brought up that, you know, back in 2011, 2012, working for Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, who was the only Republican to vote against Scott Walker's Act 10 and held up the raping and pillaging of Wisconsin's conservation resources with the Walker-sponsored mining bill, said they're going to create thousands of jobs up there in Mellon, Wisconsin. To date, the vote or the job tally, zero. Zero. Anyway, Republicans, it was Republicans in Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin, that went and picketed my former boss's house, his personal house. Stayed on the sidewalk for the most part, blocked the driveway. And my boss's reaction was to go out and salt the sidewalks so they didn't slip on the ice. Never shut it down. Texter says, it's funny. There's been no such concerns like those expressed by Van Orten over local school board disruptors. Great point. We've seen all kinds of Moms for Liberty conservatives come to school boards and basically shut them down. Death threats to school board members because they allow a book in a library that they don't like. And let's remember that Derek Van Orten has never denied that he verbally assaulted a teenage girl in a library in his adopted hometown of Prairie du Chien. Has never denied Derek Van Orten that he verbally assaulted teenage pages in the United States Capitol after a drinking bender in the U.S. Capitol, amongst other things. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Charles calling in Milwaukee via WAUK. Charles, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Well, that texter stole my thunder, as Earl would say. That was my point. I didn't hear any Republicans outraged by the people acting complete idiots at the school board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now all of a sudden they want to complain and say, oh, well, Well, we know we lied to you all, but don't come and call us out for it.
Yeah, that's a great point that has happened all over the state, right? I mean, Moms for Liberty people who are just upset because of a book at a library have shut down school board meetings. People are not running for school board because of death threats. And again, I condemn any sort of a death threat, any sort of physical violence, any sort of vandalism from anyone, period, full stop. But it's hypocritical at best, I think, for people on the right now to be upset because citizens, and we've seen this, right, Charles? We've seen this, that people show up and say, look, I voted for Trump, but I don't like all these cuts. And Republican congressmen run for the hills.
Well, and they thought, Todd, that it was only going to affect people in the blue states and probably people of color.
Right.
And not realizing that these federal workers and that, like the military guy that you played, that supports Trump and still supports Trump, and he's losing his job. I don't understand it. But I will say, next week, Monday, Todd, I will call you on Monday afternoon and give you the five things that I did this week.
I appreciate that, Charles. Maybe we should start doing that on this show. We should just set aside a time and let's tell each other what we have accomplished, five things this week.
That's right.
I appreciate you. Thanks for listening, Charles, down there in beautiful Milwaukee, 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling in. What have you got?
Good afternoon, Todd. You're so nice to people. It's unreal.
Well, we gotta maintain some sort of decorum around here. And, you know, we're all just people, yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, we don't want to be like Van Orden. The Tea Party, the Tea Party comes to mind. That was pretty rowdy, but I'm fearful here a little bit. Well, you take Grobman over here. Now, he's from a red district, and there was quite a few Republicans there that are mad. And on a present course here, when you have somebody that isn't in government running cuts, just kind of like willy-nilly, it's not really well thought out, you're going to have people mad, and they should be able to vent as long as it's peaceful. Heck, even Act 10 was peaceful, and there was no rioting going on there. They were boisterous, but it wasn't.
100%.
I'm getting a little worried about this. Are they setting this up for, like, if anybody does any kind of a disturbance, I mean peaceful disturbance, which I, if you're voicing your opinion, they just call you out of there? I mean,
well, I think that's the concern.
You know what you're saying there, Todd?
Yeah, that's the concern. I mean, I'm at the same time anticipating, but also concerned. I sound like Susan Collins. I'm very concerned, but I'm concerned about what we're going to hear tonight at this. I mean, they're saying that they're going to do something revolutionary. We've heard this word now. That it's going to be a revolutionary speech. You know, what does this mean? Is this fear mongering? Is this words to get people all nervous and upset? Or are they really going to announce something that's completely counter to the U.S. Constitution? I don't know. So we're going to have to find out.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I will throw this out there. I've been around a long time. And with what you're doing right now, you're going to see a recession. It could be really deep. I mean, you can't just throw government people out of work without some ramifications there, because some of the people pay for themselves. And these tariffs, that's going to add to inflation. So you think people are mad now with the promises Trump made. If we go into a deep recession, then anyway, I'm not going to go any further. I love your show, by the way.
We love you, Wisco Paul. Thanks, for listening. We really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Again, the presidential address by President Donald Trump will be held on this network via the ABC and CBS national anchors starting at 8 o'clock, and we will discuss it on all of our programs, including this one, tomorrow. Right now, it is 44 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's do this. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, then of course,
The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can
time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio. All 11 news, talk, sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. No better way to get your message out than on the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely. Timely indeed. On a Tuesday, as Mike Lucas likes to say, I say that every time because I don't want to think I'm kind of ripping off his line. But Mike Lucas used to host this great show called Sidelines with all these Wisconsin sports reporters. And at the end, they'd take somebody's letter. And he always say, timely, timely indeed. Because they always chose a letter that was pertinent to whatever was going on. It's a great line. Anyway, it's Tuesday. I love Taco Zomers. Do you like a good taco?
Well, of course.
Fantastic. Question today, what's worse, homemade tacos or Taco Bell? Homemade tacos or Taco Bell? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, there might be some, I'm not here to hate on Taco Bell. I've eaten my share of Taco Bell over the years, and they do a fine job. But do you like that on for lunch or dinner or whatever? Or would you prefer to make a homemade taco? Now, some people might not know how to make a homemade taco. So the question is, what's worse, homemade tacos or Taco Bell? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text on the Civic Media app like Wisco Paul on WMDX says, that's too easy. Taco Bell is worse. All right. 855-752-4842. Ted, listening in beautiful Appleton, home of Harry Houdini. Ted, what's worse, homemade tacos or Taco Bell?
Well, I got several of them. What's worse than having Taco Bell is having Taco Bell and trying to listen to Civic Radio 96.5 when it's off the air.
Oh, no. No, we're down. We're down for the. I'm sure we're on top of this. Are you being?
I had to throw that in,
are you being
Todd,
serious?
You know,
or are you
that.
Goofing around?
Yeah. No.
Oh, jeez.
No. I'm. It's been out all morning since early this morning when I started listening.
I'm sorry. Like, we're on it. Thank
seriously.
You. We're on it. We're on it. I appreciate it. You know, we're know. Still a little of a startup
I
once in a while.
Called.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. Well, what do you got? What do you got? Homemade tacos or Taco Bell? What's worse?
Taco Bell. I threw worse. That Taco Bell in that.
All right.
Taco Bell is worse.
Taco yeah. Bell is yeah. worse. All right. Do you like a good, yeah. are you a hard shell or a soft shell guy?
Soft shell.
All right. Very good.
I like soft shells. They're that way you can hold them better. And they don't fall now, all over you.
Now here, that's true. That's true. Now, Ted, here's how much we think of you. One of our fantastic engineers, God. Casper, is on top of this. He is tech. He's listening. He has responded. There is a power outage in the area. It is out of our hands. So as soon as the power's back up, 96.5 will be back up as well. Look at that. What kind of service?
Hey.
You can't get service like that at Taco Bell.
No, and the sales guy didn't say nothing about that. I talked to sales this morning.
All right, well, you
that's
know.
That's the only person I could get hold of.
Well, you got directly from the horse's mouth of one of our great engineers. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that, and thanks to Casper. So there you go. As soon as the power's back on, so will 96.5. Sean, listening in Richland Center on WRCE, one of our great UPS drivers, says Taco Bell is worse. Oh, Richland Center, RC Tacos in the RC is awesome. That is a fact. Ever out in Richland Center, go to RC Taco. That's great stuff. Let's see. DJ in Wausau, listening to WXCO, says homemade tacos are worse. Have you ever had Taco Bell breakfast?
Breakfast is good.
I get the sausage breakfast crunch wrap combo twice a week for breakfast. The bag practically has a rainbow coming out of it. Oh, wow. All right. Very good. Let's see. Roger in Stevens Point says, if you want a delicious, no, that's not nice. Says you want a delicious laxative, it's Taco Bell.
Along those lines, somebody on YouTube, Jiju, I think, says, as someone with IBS, Taco Bell is worse. I can control what goes into homemade tacos, and I got to agree there.
All right. Steve in Milwaukee says, I love both. But obviously, homemade tacos are better for you. Come back. More What's Worse on a Tuesday. Homemade tacos or Taco Bell? 855-752-4842. It's the Todd Allball Show in Civic Media.
Eagle 1490 AM.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Todd Lawball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our fine stations you're listening to. And then another installment of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Glad to have you along, Zomers and I, right in the middle of a what's worse for today. It's Tuesday. Lots of people do a Taco Tuesday. What's worse? Homemade tacos or Taco Bell? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Our listener, Dave, in New Berlin. This is great. Dave says, Taco Bell is PETA friendly. No cattle are killed. He's implying there's not real meat.
Which, just to clarify,
I don't think that's true.
It is not true.
It's not true.
But it's funny.
But it's funny. Nicely done, Dave. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
No other new ones yet.
No other new ones yet. You can also text us on the Civic Media. You have a preference, Somers?
Yeah. First of all, I agree with, I believe it was... Was it Ted and Appleton who you asked about soft shell?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I agree that soft shell is better because I feel like any time I eat a hard shell taco, whether it's homemade Taco Bell or anywhere else, I think about touching the shell and it shatters. And never even think about taking a bite. If I take a bite, it's all gone. It's out.
Jaws,
it's everywhere.
Of steel.
No, I don't even feel like I'm biting hard or anything. I just get annoyed by that. And so I would prefer a soft shell, but also...
So you're a hard biter, that's what you're saying.
I'm not going to comment on that. But homemade tacos are definitely... I agree with another YouTube commenter as well, that as somebody with digestive system problems, I prefer to be able to control what goes in my Tex-Mex. So right. Taco Bell is worse for me.
Listener on WXCL up in beautiful Wausau says... DJ, this is fantastic. DJ in the Saw is my husband, and I can attest that his, let's see here, what's going on? My computer froze up here. I got to get this up in front of me. This is fantastic. This is always great when spouses dial in. So this is DJ in the saw of my husband, and I can attest that his Taco Bell obsession grosses me out. Taco Bell is definitely worse. That is surely in the saw. Now, this is fantastic. This is exactly what we want. We have a husband-wife duo here, dueling on Taco Bell live on the air. That's fantastic. What else here? Steve in Milwaukee says if you have digestive problems, don't get the Dorito Loco taco or the Flaming Taco. Just stay away from all of that. Brian, listening in Milwaukee at WAUK, says Taco Bell is nasty. What's worse is the speed at which it comes out the other end. Lots of digestive information here on a Tuesday. What's worse, homemade tacos or Taco Bell? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Yeah, I think I'll take a good homemade taco any day over time. Now, I'm not hating on Taco Bell. I've certainly had it. What I like at Taco Bell, and I'm not even sure if they make them anymore, it's those chorizo. They're not real chorizo. Or churros. It's like the dough that they fry and then they roll it in sugar and cinnamon. I like those. But no, a good homemade taco. Now, I grew up on the old-fashioned Ortega. You bought the Ortega taco mix at the had the shells and it had the sauce and it had the spices and it was like a kit.
They still sell those.
Really? We grew up on those. And then, you know, we didn't in Richland Center, we didn't have soft tacos till about 1986. I'm not sure. We didn't have them. We were a hard taco family, you understand?
There's no way you couldn't buy tortillas.
Look, I'm not sure if we had those at Wilson's Meat Market or not.
There's no way.
Ed Super Value, I'm not sure if they sold those back then. But we always had the hard shells growing up. And then it wasn't until I explored in college with soft shell tacos. And I discovered some things about myself. Which was that soft shell tacos are delicious. And I like a good homemade, like a pulled chicken soft shell taco.
That is good. That
fantastic.
Is good.
Fantastic. Yeah. And of course, if you go to like actual Mexico or other places and get real tacos, that's a whole nother. Now here, look at this. WMDX listener, our Ortega taco kits are the best. Reminds me of homemade tacos when I was a kid. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Matt in Richland Center, our other UPS driver, this is fantastic, says, let's get real here. Your McCormick packet and ground beef is a joke compared to a Doritos Locos taco.
I will say
that has feelings.
And Taco Bell has its place. If you want the specific Taco Bell taste, you're not going to be able to replicate it at home.
No, you can't do that. Just like you can't make a Rocky Rococo's pizza at home. It's impossible. I've tried. You can't do it. You can only get it at certain things. You can only get it at the places you buy it. That's fine.
And Doritos Locos Taco, that's one of them.
That's one of them. All right, that's how we play. That's how we play. What's worse? Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody calling in. We'll do another round tomorrow. That was a lot of fun. A lot of people have feelings of tacos. So there you go. Don't forget, we are carrying the presidential address tonight at 8 o'clock on the ABC and CBS radio networks. You can tune in right at 8 o'clock sharp. Zomerin is going to be here to make sure that it gets on the air, unless he had a loco taco.
We'll see.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight. We can all listen. And then we can drink at 9. Revenge of the Sith. I'm telling you, watch it before the thing tonight. Here's a bit of sad news on the way out. Dolly Parton lost her longtime husband, Carl Dean. They were not public about their marriage, but married over 60 years. The wonderful Dolly Parton announced her lifelong love. Her husband, Carl, of 60 years, has passed away. Our condolences to the great Dolly Parton and her family. Many thanks to Luke Mathers, Zomers, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Kinnett, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Investor reaction swift on Wall Street with stocks plummeting today after the U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. China imports hiked to 20%. Canada already countering with matching tariffs. ABC's Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief for Investopedia.
If there's one thing investors don't like, it's uncertainty. And that's exactly what these new tariffs against China, Canada, and Mexico bring with them, along with inflation. That inevitably leads to slower spending and slower economic growth, which we are already seeing. That translates into lower profits for companies and lower stock prices.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress tonight, likely speaking about those tariffs along with the pause of U.S. aid to Ukraine. After the fallout from last week with President Zelensky, two sources briefed on the ongoing discussions now say the U.S. and Ukraine could sign the mineral rights deal as soon as today. In New Orleans, despite high winds and severe storms in the forecast, crowds celebrating Mardi Gras. This is ABC News.